Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I am very, very happy to give you meditation instruction. And if you are one of the thousand or so people that responded to my survey last week offering me feedback on the Open Heart Project, a very special thank you. I really appreciate that. Today we're going to sit together for 10 minutes, and we're going to start right now. So please take your seat and begin to get settled. You can sit on a cushion on the floor. And if you do, sit with your legs crossed loosely in front of you. And it's also completely fine to sit in a chair. But if you do, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And if you have questions about posture, by the way, our next video is going to really focus on posture. As you get settled, I want to say something to you that I feel very strongly about. Perhaps it has happened to you that you've been told that you should never think negative thoughts, or you should never be negative, or you should always try to avoid negativity in any form. And if you do, and that's great. I'm not saying that you shouldn't try to be positive and that you shouldn't try to avoid negativity. I'm certainly not saying that you shouldn't try to work with your own mind to meet your negative thoughts with a kind of compassion and wisdom. But often when people say don't be negative or don't think negative thoughts or whatever, they include don't be negative because if you think negative thoughts, you can hurt yourself. You can attract harm. And if you put your negativity on me, that's going to bring me harm. And again, it's very good and wonderful to be committed to positivity. But I want to tell you right now with complete certainty that who you are is so much bigger than any negative or positive thought than you can think, that you can ever think, that you can totally relax. Your mind is vast and it can accommodate anything. When positive thoughts are there and a sense of positivity and good cheer or joy are there, you know, your mind is bright and vast and light and wonderful, great. But when you're feeling dark and sad and compressed and sticky and icky, your mind becomes dark and uncomfortable and so on. But it always passes. There's going to be another period of joy, and there's going to be another period of difficulty. So if we try to only have the joyful part and ward off the negative part, we are consigning ourselves to a minuscule existence. It's claustrophobia to try to do that, because as you've seen through your practice, or will see, your mind can accommodate all of that, no problem. So please don't fear your own negative thoughts. You don't have to fear the negativity of others. Again, it's great to work with negativity and try to be around positivity, but you can transform negativity. You can transform any potential harm that may come with negativity by relaxing with it, because it's when we try to tighten up against it and reject it that it actually becomes louder. But if we can relax, if we can lean in, if we can go with negativity for the moment or the month or however long it's around, that's a gesture of strength. Trying to run from it and hide from it is not a gesture of strength. It's a fearful act. So please have confidence and relax. I will say it again because I love saying this. Your mind is vast and can accommodate anything. So without further ado, we're going to practice right now. So please begin your practice by relaxing. And you can relax by saying to yourself, now is my time for meditation. My time for meditation. And everything else can wait. And you know what? For 10 minutes, everything else can wait. So land on your seat, on your cushion or chair, and sit up straight. Sit up straight with a sense of dignity. Feel your own dignity in this upright posture. Just taking an upright posture changes our mood. The hands are palms down, just above the knee or at mid-thigh, and in a place where you don't feel like they're pulling you up or propping you up, just resting. And really let your belly relax a lot. I don't know about you, but throughout the day, if I tune in, I notice that I'm like, you know, kind of constricting my belly. So really let it relax. Feel a softness in your heart area, which is not hard to do because it is soft. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long. And the mouth is closed, but the teeth and lips can be slightly parted to help the jaw to relax. Breath comes in and out through the nose naturally. No breathing technique, just breathing. And the eyes, fascinatingly, remain open, and the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front. And it doesn't really matter what's in that spot, because you just allow your gaze to rest there. We're reaching out through the eyes all day long to read. There are all sorts of things, to watch things, to observe things. Your eyes don't have to do any of that right now. They can just rest with the quality of seeing without having to look for anything. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit and connect again with your own innate dignity. Place your attention on your breath as it flows in and out through the nose. So just come in on the in-breath with your attention, follow it. See if you can spot the moment it turns into an exhale, and flow out on the exhale. There's a little gap at the end of the exhale, and the next inhale just arises effortlessly, and you begin again to come in and flow out. Let your mind be as it is. If your mind feels relaxed and spacious, that's great. If it feels hyper and speedy, no problem. Just let it be. Don't try to stop thinking. Don't try to pacify thinking. Just let your mind do whatever it does. It doesn't matter. Your attention is on the breath, And should you find at any point that your attention has become completely absorbed in thought, to the point where you have forgotten about your breath, completely fine. Just let go of that thought with an easy whoosh, gesture, inner gesture. Just let go. Like you're in a tug of war and your thought is on the other end and you just drop your end of the rope. And gently, and I really mean that gently part, gently bring your attention back to your breath. And take a fresh start. Thank you so much for your practice.